Welcome. Thank you so much for staying until the end of the conference. I really appreciate it. And I'm equally really excited to be here being a social worker. I'm finding that I'm more of a public health person than a social worker, but don't tell. So I am an assistant professor at the University of Utah. My colleague, Sharvari Karandikar, is here as well in the front row. And I'd like to acknowledge our other contributor, James Carter, who is a PhD candidate at the Ohio State University, but also has an MPH. So today, we're talking about the perspectives from the egg donors, so really looking at their motivations, awareness, and attitudes. I do not have any relationships to disclose. Many of you, I'm sure, are familiar with this literature review, so I won't go in depth about it. The point here, though, is that very little is known about these egg donors regarding their motivations and experiences. So we had three objectives for the study, the first being to understand women's motivation to donate their eggs, to assess awareness and knowledge of egg donation prior to entry into the USAID donation program, and to explore attitudes towards USAID donation. So we conducted a cross-sectional survey. A nurse practitioner distributed the survey to potential egg donors at the time of orientation. Approximately, 92 potential donors completed the questionnaire prior to the orientation, and this was held at one fertility clinic in the Midwest. The survey instrument was composed of 37 items, and those were both close-ended and open-ended items. Took approximately 15 minutes to complete. Data was collected over a course of a year, and then we used SPSS to analyze descriptive data, and then we used textual analysis to review the open-ended items. So here's a description of our sample. The average age for a sample was about 25, ranging from 21 to 32. Number of children, this is actually inaccurate. The range was 0 to 4, but the average was 0.7. Predominantly, our sample consisted of white individuals, followed by African American, and we were surprised that quite a few of our participants had education. So we see that 38% had some college, 12% an associate's degree, 30% bachelor's degree, and then some participants had even higher education. One of the reasons that we got so interested in this study is the fact that we kept seeing these egg donation ads in the college newspapers. So we looked at, were our recipient or the prospective donors college students? And interestingly enough, about 60% were not currently a student, but we did have some that were either a part-time or a full-time student. Occupation, for the most part, our prospective donors were in the technically skilled field, followed by service industry, and I won't go through all of that. And surprisingly, the majority of our participants were in a married or committed relationship. I would really love to point out this last point about how they first learned about egg donation. And the majority of people figured it out through an electronic medium. So we're starting to understand what an important role the internet is playing for people to learn about health issues as well as egg donation. The second most common way was through a friend, and I would like to point out the agency. Only two of our respondents learned about egg donation through a medical agency. So women had various motivations for donating eggs, and I'll get to some limitations. Obviously, these women were at an orientation wanting to become egg donors, so they might have portrayed themselves in more of a positive light or said, yeah, I'm doing this for altruism, of course. So approximately 98% of participants ranked, quote, helping others to have children as significant to their decision. Over 80% indicated that the offer of payment was significant to their definition to donate eggs. So what we see here is that there's not one primary motivation. Our participants were motivated by a variety of factors. According to level of payment, the majority of our participants felt that it was just about right. Very few said that the payment was too little. Talking more about this altruistic motivation, we pulled out some quotes to really illustrate this altruistic motivation. So one quote was, "I feel that it would be good contribution to deserving folks. Also, donate blood regularly. I guess it's just another form of giving back." Something we weren't expecting is that having a personal experience or relationship with someone, whether a friend, a church member, had an effect on becoming an egg donor. So 20% reported a relationship of that nature, and a quote from that said, "Good friend and sister have a lot of problems having a child. My friend went through a successful egg donation, which motivated me to donate for people like her." So having those relationships was found to be important. We also looked at financial motivation. So we see here that almost half of the participants wrote about financial need as a motivator. They talked about using the compensation from egg donation for a variety of things, including school loans and tuition, medical debt, and to buy a house. A quote that illustrates this says, "Feels comfortable with procedure and a small investment of time for the financial compensation awarded." Another thing that really surprised us, we were kind of expecting just this financial and altruistic motivation, but a couple of our respondents talked about wanting to pass on their genetic material. Either they were finished having children or they did not intend to have children of their own, but they wanted their genes to continue. So over 20% indicated a desire to pass on their genetic material. And a quote is that, "As a student pursuing a professional degree and an extremely career-motivated person, I'm not certain that having my own children will be part of my future. That being said, I'd like to contribute to the next generation." We also looked at awareness of physical and psychological risks. The majority of our participants said that they were aware of these risks. However, the majority ranked them as somewhat minor to very minor. We conducted a chi-square analysis based on some demographics and found that mothers were less aware, surprisingly, of the physical risks of egg donation than childless women. And also, those with higher education were more aware of these physical risks. For the psychological risks, again, the majority of participants ranked these as minor to somewhat minor, and again, mothers were found to be less aware of these psychological risks. Educational level had no significant effect. We also had a scale that came from a Swedish article regarding attitudes. So the recipients tended to feel that, yes, the people, the intended parents, should get information about the donors, but they favored privacy more when it came to the resultant child. And it's interesting to compare this with the Swedish study, who used the same scale, because that sample valued honesty across the board, whereas our sample in the U.S. was more concerned with privacy. Again, there were significant differences between mothers and childless adults. We found that one item was donors should be informed if the donation results in a child. Mothers were more likely to agree with this statement. Another statement was it is in the best interest of the child to learn as an adult the identity of the donor. Again, mothers were more in favor of this statement. Again, we had some limitations. The questionnaire was conducted in one fertility clinic in the Midwest, so we can't generalize our findings to all egg donors across the country. And a nurse practitioner is the one who gave the questionnaire to the prospective donor. They might have wanted to appear really altruistic just so they would get chosen as an egg donor. We have some implications. So for practice, we believe it's important to tailor orientations differently based on different groups. So for instance, women that do have children might need more information on the psychological, physical effects. Policy, we are in support of all parties being protected at sufficient levels. And for research, we're really interested in doing a longitudinal study that looks at the psychological and health consequences of egg donors post-donation. We happen to connect with someone who runs a blog. It's kind of a network with like 400 egg donors who are part of the community. So we're really excited to collaborate about that so that we can look at these long-term health and psychological consequences in the long term. And thank you. So here is our contact information if you would like to contact us, and we're happy to answer any of your questions. Thank you.